climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Today, I got to kick my week off by heading out to Eagle Rock Middle School here in Idaho Falls for a Black History event. I got to witness incredible thought leaders from our community motivating and encouraging students at Eagle Rock Middle School to be the best versions of themselves. While I was at Eagle Rock Middle School, I had the chance to speak with Andrew Hansen. He's a behavioral paraprofessional at the school, and he is the guy who put this amazing event together.
Andrew, what prompted you to get this going?
That's a good question. You know, it's not just for me. It's not just for the students or the speakers, but it's for everyone to kind of have a better understanding of African-Americans and either their struggles or just their achievements, and just being able to appreciate their success and the things that they've gone through to get themselves to where they are and what brought them here to Idaho Falls. I think that this is a great opportunity for these students to be able to know and learn more, especially about different cultures and different backgrounds and where everyone comes from.
And you've had good community support. Mm-hmm. So about how many speakers have you had today?
I think about eight different people come in, and we've kind of been able to, you know, organize it so they can be able to rotate throughout classes and get things, you know, pretty well organized and figured out, so everyone has a chance to hear them.
And you've been busy kind of overseeing everything, but has there been a moment today that really stands out in your mind in one of the presentations or a response from a student?
Yeah, I was able to listen to Lloyd and Loretta speak, powerful people, just their presence even, it's just pretty powerful. They were able to talk to us and tell us about their history, coming from, you know, ARCO, when Lloyd was in the Vietnam era and served in the Vietnam. And then Loretta was in a different part where she was the only, you know, Black kid in school, and she kind of was like a little bit awkward around Black people, so she didn't have that same experience. She didn't have very many people. And then they came together and talked about the biggest thing that really helps them when they were feeling low, and that was singing their gospel music, the things that really lifts them up, and it was their spiritualness. And hearing them sing and hearing them, you know, sing together was very powerful, you know. And the words just in their songs, it just hits you.
They are such important members of our community. They really do a lot for people in this community. They are pillars of the community, and I can't imagine how powerful that must have been to hear them sing together. Obviously, that moment probably made a lasting impression on these students. And that's the thing, as I think about this event, what these kids hear and learn today is going to stay with them. It's planting seeds, and that's such a powerful lesson as we think about what we can do to strengthen our community, is coming together and having these conversations and learning from each other. Andrew, I want to ask you if there's one thing that you would like people to take away, these students to walk away with today, what would that be?
A better knowledge of showing love to everybody. Doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter where you come from, just understanding that, you know, we are all different, but we all need to come together and love each other, and that's how the world will become better. When we stop dividing and stop separating each other, then we will truly become as our brothers and sisters.
So true. And you know, Dr. King always said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve. And he was so big about that concept of the power of love and of getting out there and working in the community and making a difference. And he certainly, along with many other civil rights leaders, kind of showed us a blueprint for how we can overcome divisions and create more unity. And as we look at everything happening in this country and throughout the world, it's certainly a timely message right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always been super fond of Martin Luther King's speeches. I've listened to quite a few of them just for like the motivation of, especially when I'm struggling with my fellow men. You know, I've grown up here in Idaho and I've heard like everything you can think of. It's not all great things, but you know, there are people who are still loving and show the support. I think even just organizing this this program and this opportunity, there was some backlash, but still my thoughts in the back of my head were like, you know, this is the opportunity for them to know and understand. Like, we have people just from the community, random people who are just like, hey, I want to come and listen to understand, to better, you know, understand these people's struggles, to understand who they are as people, instead of just listening to my heart, just assuming, I guess is a better way to put it, just assuming that they know about things like that.
So true. And I appreciate the fact that you are sharing that, yes, there have been struggles, because so many times people kind of want to pretend as if there are no struggles. And we highlight and we celebrate those victories while still acknowledging the fact that, yes, there have been hard moments, and we have to acknowledge those if we hope to move forward. What would you say to anybody who is maybe at a point in their life where they're feeling alone and they feel as if they're struggling to find their place in the community? What advice would you give them?
We all have a place. I get choked up just thinking, you know, it's, we all have a place where we belong. I've had those moments in my life where I don't know where my next step is, where I'm supposed to go. I think service is my biggest strength, is what I feel. When I serve people, I find the purpose. I feel when I show love to people, I find purpose. I find joy in myself, and I can feel in the other people who I help out. So I'd say the biggest thing is, if you can, look for opportunities to serve other people, and you will find that kind of love and that strength.
So true. It seems as if, you know, the bookshelves are lined with advice for a price, but when you get right down to it, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
100%.
So thank you for sharing that bit of wisdom with us. And thank you for the good work that you're doing here. And, you know, I really hope, Andrew, that other schools in our area are going to see what you guys have done here at Eagle Rock, and they're going to want to follow suit.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I was talking with my friend Sam, and, you know, we were discussing just last night, we were saying how this is an opportunity for African Americans to come and, you know, express the things that they've been through. That Idaho Falls and Idaho can be a safe place for them to share how they feel. That this does not have to just be, well, I'm a little bit worried about what people might think, but no, you can be confident and you can be certain in how you feel and the things that you've been through, and be able to share that and have other people know and understand that there's struggles and that there are things that they've been through that still are happening, but can be changed and for the better.
Listening really is the beginning of understanding. And so when we're willing to come together and have those sometimes difficult conversations, that's how we make progress.
Yes.
It's learning to get comfortable, rather, with the uncomfortable, and to recognize that it's important to listen to the experiences of others and not discount those.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew Hansen, for your good work.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
After my conversation with Andrew, I made it a point to listen to Lloyd and Loretta Westbrook. They're the owners of Grandpa's Southern Barbecue. Tomorrow, I'll share a little bit of their music. Have a great night.